Oh, shit. Hey. Baby girl.
Yeah, she's with me. You called me. Let go. You've got a lot of explaining to do. No. Don't sweet talk me, baby. I need to hear you out on this one. What are you doing starting an altercation here? Mm-hmm. Jesus. You're lucky the police weren't involved. No. I know Morgan. He isn't gonna let you in here ever again, let alone get you a table. I do trust you, baby girl. Don't insult me by pretending I don't. But, what can I say? It doesn't look good, does it? Mm-hmm. On that note of staying safe, where the hell are Becky and Tina? You don't know? Jesus, you just ran off to this place without even checking where they were? Where's your coat? You lost it. Oh, great. And where the hell is your handbag? You've lost that too. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Get in the car. Did I stutter? Get in the car. We had clear rules for your night out, and you broke them. Am I mad? Yeah, I'm a little mad. I just had to drive 25 minutes out here to find you have left the friends you said you were going to stay with. The club security called me about a ruckus you were involved in, and you've lost your coat and handbag. Damn lucky you kept your phone. Come on, let's go home. They told me one girl got hurt in that fight. She got her leg trampled or something. She's in hospital right now. Probably broken it. I mean, come on. Fuck, baby. What the actual fuck? I was so worried. That could have been you. You know what the worst part is, baby. It's that you could have been hurt and I'd have been unable to do anything to stop it. It could have been hours before I'd found out. You understand that, right? That's what stings the most about all of this? Because what good am I if I can't protect my baby? What's gonna happen at a time, God forbid, that I can't rescue you? Listen, baby, look at me. I'm not mad like mad. I'm not really that guy, for the most part. But you know, you just can't keep pushing buttons like this. Yeah, for real. If you ever got hurt on one of these nights out, I'd be fucking besides myself. I mean, I really don't know what I'd do. It's not like I could just wave a magic wand and fix everything. Yeah, I'm giving you that trademark look. Fingers on your chin, looking into your eyes. I want you to promise me, right here, that you're not going to start trouble again like this. Okay, baby, this was too far. I need to hear you say it now. Come here, baby. That's a good girl. Come on. Let's get you inside. What's that burning smell? Oh, fuck. I left the stove on. Damn it. Well, that's the cherry on the cake for this evening, I guess. No, it's okay, it's okay. Yeah. I had this whole thing planned out. You'd get back, and I'd have your favorite treat ready and waiting. But I guess that just went up Schitt's Creek. Baby, you've got goosebumps on your skin. Oh, yeah, you do. I see what I see. It's okay, it's okay. Come here. I know you're still cold from the club. Yeah, I'm wrapping you up. Come here. Such soft lips. Well, I can't wrap everything. I mean, look at you. I'd be remiss not to comment on that dress. Look at this. Gosh, it's barely anything covering you. I know you think I'm due for a retirement home soon, and I'm so old, but I'll come to the club with you next time. Just you and me. No Becky and no Tina. That's right. Well, reason being, number one, you stay safe. And number two, I get to look at you and dancing, kissing, teasing. Oh, I don't think you'll be able to, baby girl. Because when I set my eyes on what I want, I get it. You know how good it feels to give in to that. To let yourself go with me. Completely. Hand on your neck in the club. Pinning you. Claiming you. As mine. Making you wish I'd never, ever let you go. When you give up your control to me, baby, I keep you safe. I keep you with me.